One of the joys of being a foreign correspondent is meeting the local reporters wherever you happen to be. In Indonesia, the number of journalists has grown exponentially since the concept of press freedom was applied after Suharto's downfall. But while the controls on what journalists can do and write have been lifted, the reporting is far from free and fair, and that makes life extremely difficult for Indonesian journalists. The ABC's Helen Brown reports from Jakarta.
After living in Australia's small and cosy media environment, the noisy and chaotic nature of Indonesia's industry was a good kick. Media empires controlled by rich men with political aspirations, media scrums that have seen me develop new skills, and the practice of a free lunch provided before a press conference. I thought I had a pretty good understanding of how the system worked in its own dysfunctional way. But that soon changed over a lazy Sunday brunch with an Indonesian journalist friend. We'd been talking about a television segment his team had done over an international award given to the president for being a statesman. I'd seen it and thought it strong but fair. It was part of a wider, fierce discussion in the country about whether the president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, deserved the award given he'd failed to quell a worrying rise in religious intolerance. In other words, the president was coming under a fair bit of fire. In the middle of our happy, lazy Sunday chat, my journalist friend took a phone call. His face darkened and his tone changed. He eventually put the phone down after a long conversation and explained what had just happened. Someone who claimed to be connected to the president's supporters was asking him to do another story on the subject of the award, but this time to change the tone and give more space in defence of the president. And he was basically asked to name his price for the deed. I, realising how naive I actually still was gobsmacked. My friend was furious. There's no suggestion that the presidential office knew about this or asked for it. But it was a stunning example of how corruption exists in one of the most important institutions of a democracy, a free and fair press. It's a problem that former Press Council member and publisher and CEO of the national investigative magazine, Tempo, has been fighting for a while.
Well, I think it's a rampant problem in Indonesia, especially among the small and regional media. Very problematic for us, you know, journalists in Indonesia.
Bambang Harimurti says journalists who are professional and follow a code of ethics find themselves in a small group standing against a corrosive practice.
It is still a minority for that journalists here on the not taking bribery things.
According to Mr. Harimurti, many journalists don't even know a code of ethics exists. But he believes that things are changing.
What has the Press Council been doing to try and change attitudes?
I was there for the 6 years, two terms, and it is in the everyday campaign for the Press Council about not receiving bribery, because bribery is against the code of ethics of journalism.
More and more organisations against this kind of activity, and hopefully more young journalists who want to be treated as professionals, not as someone whose credibility is for sale. This is Helen Brown in Jakarta for Correspondence Report.